Blog Talk Radio. Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of rain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me is gone.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Wong. Thanks for joining us. This program coming up now, our angel lady psychic medium, Marilyn Pasek, joins us. And she also takes your phone calls, 347-884-8245. We'll be going to call soon, so press the 1 on your phone if you're called in. And let's go directly to the phones here, and let's bring in Marilyn to the show. Welcome back, Marilyn. How you doing?
Good, Michael. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You don't sound all upbeat here.
Well,
are you tired?
No, I'm not tired. Just I just let's go past that. I'm doing good. I just don't want to. It's all good. So what's going on, Marilyn?
Life in the fast lane, honey.
So today's, what are we talking about today, Marilyn?
I was curious. I know that last night or yesterday you didn't have a lot of listeners. Do we have a lot of listeners tonight?
Oh, we had a lot of listeners yesterday, just not a lot of callers. We've got a lot of callers.
Because what I have to say tonight I feel is very, very important. I had something happen to me last week that just absolutely... I can't say it changed my mind, but it just is more affirmation and confirmation that angels really, really do exist. And when we learn to turn to the spiritual side in all aspects of our health, of our life, everything just changes. It's amazing. And one of the results from my incident that I will share with you in just a minute is I told you on last night's show, I drove up north, and I receive a lot of messages, just like when you're out there driving, that's kind of like your meditative state, that's my meditative state as well. And I got these quotes, but they were like in random order. And when I drove home yesterday, the guys, which is my name for angels, straightened them all out for me. And the first message I got was, live in faith and not fear. Is that a powerful statement or what? Live in faith and not fear. And what happens to us is that we're all joined together. We're all of energy, and this energy comes from a divine source, a divine creator that you and I, Michael, so choose to call God. And you can say spirit, you can say source, creator, it doesn't matter. But we're all connected through this energy, and the energy is fueled by love. And we're all in this life. And how I define the term life is that we're all in this big game. And for those listeners that like to play games, like you and me, Michael, we're very competitive. If you guys have been listening to Michael and I over the year, we love our sports and we're very competitive. And life is all about a game and how you so choose to play it. And you can play it to lose or you can play it to win. Now, just like in real life, when you're playing games, you're not going to win every game. But if you're competitive, like Michael and I are, you learn how to play that game better so you can win again. Because really, how many people really like to lose? And that's the same with life. And we're going to be thrown obstacles in our life. Some are really good. Some are really bad. Some are questioning, like, you know, why is this happening to me? But we constantly are going through these changes. And if you can learn to turn a bad situation, and instead of what we do, and this is a human response, I'm guilty of it, Michael, you're guilty of it, everybody listening is guilty of it. When something bad is happening to us, we turn into the human side and we go through different emotions and different states. We can go through an anger. Why is this happening to me? You could go in that state of fear. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? You can go into a deep depression. All these negative feelings that is coming from human emotions and reactions. And if you can learn to turn that around, and when something, especially when something bad happens to you, instead of getting into those negative thoughts and those negative human emotions, and if you can turn it around and turn immediately to the spiritual side, things will just miraculously happen. It's just truly, truly, truly amazing. Now, if you're not used to doing this, and I know I'm guilty of it, and as I said, Michael, you've been guilty of it, it's not going to happen for you overnight. But if you can learn to start implementing that just little by little, and you become stronger at it, and then it becomes second nature to you. I've been doing this work. I am an intuitive angel messenger as well as a medium. And I've been doing this work now and studying it and reading books and taking classes and listening to other people. And I've had many, many readings over the years. And slowly I've learned to implement it. And the incident that happened to me last week was I was going to go out of town on Friday. So Thursday afternoon, I was running around doing my shopping, getting my stuff gathered up because I was busy Thursday night with readings, and I wanted to take off Friday morning. Well, I'm in Costco, and I'm at a Costco here in Phoenix, Arizona, that's not in a good part of town. I'm not being prejudiced by any means because somebody said, well, how can you, you know, say that? It's a proven fact that this particular area of town has got a high crime risk. And so you have to constantly, like, be on guard, be paying attention, which I always am, no matter whether I'm in a good part of town or bad part of town, because bad things can happen anywhere. So I put the couple of things that I got in Costco in my car, and I took off. I wasn't even 5 minutes away, Michael. And I heard this little voice in my ear say, check your phone for messages. Now, the human side immediately reacted and said, why do I have to check my phone? Because I don't like to talk on the phone or text when I'm driving. So my human side said, why do I have to check for messages? I was just in Costco, and I can receive messages in Costco. And again, I heard the little message say, check your phone for messages. When I get back-to-back messages or feelings or intuition, however you want to define it like that, I sit up and pay attention. And so I look in the car seat next to me, and my purse is gone. And my cell phone was in my purse. So I did a quick look at my back seat, so I can't see my cell phone. So I immediately did a U-turn. As soon as I could turn over, I stopped the car, got in the back seat to see if I laid it on the floor. It wasn't there, so I hightailed it as fast as I could back to Costco. And when I had left, there was two shopping carts there, an empty one and then mine. So when I got back there, now less than 10 minutes has transpired. And when I got there, my parking space was available. The empty cart was still there. My cart with my purse was gone. So, and on my way there, what I did, I imagined my purse being surrounded in a white bubble. And I called upon Archangel Michael. And I said, Michael, please surround my purse with your white light of protection and keep it safe till I got there. So I wasn't in a panic. I mean, I didn't take my time getting there. I did hurry, but I wasn't in a panic because I fully expected when I got out of the cart would be there with my purse in it. And it wasn't. And I still didn't panic, but then I'm going in my human brain, okay, what's game plan B? So I run into Costco, go to the front desk, knocked everybody out of the way, got to the front of the line, and I said, has anybody turned in a purse? And she did over the walkie-talkies, and I heard negative, negative, negative. Now I start to panic a little bit, and she saw this look on my face, and she says, well, have you checked with security? Because it is in a shopping mall. And I said, no, where's security? And the whole time I kept saying, angels, please guide me, please help me, please keep my purse safe. Michael, please keep my purse safe, put it in a white bubble. So I go to a security guard, and of course nobody had turned in my purse. So I just asked the guy, I go, okay guys, what's my plan B? So the security guard said, let me go check upstairs. I said, I'm going to go back out to the parking lot and look. Just as I'm getting out the door, about to go out this door, this guy stopped me and he says, are you Marilyn? And I looked up, and sometimes that happens because I got, you know, popularity going. But I actually thought I recognized this guy, and I said, yes. And he says, well, hi, my name is Peter. And he says, I have your purse. And I about fell on my knees, and I said, what? And he said, yes. And I said, well, how did you know that was me? And he had his cell phone right in front of him. And I said, how did you know that was me? And he says, well, I'm a nurse, and I'm trained to examine people. And he says, I saw you, and I saw, like, you had that look like you were frantically looking for something. And he says, I did get your purse. I did get in it to get your identification. And he says, I went on Facebook, saw your profile picture. And he says, then I saw you. And I pulled up the profile picture again just to double make sure. And he said, that was you. And he says, look right here. He says, if you don't believe me, which I did believe him, why wouldn't I? But I was in just total shock. I'm like, oh, my God. And he says, yes. He says, I've already private messaged you, letting you know my name, who I am, that I do have your purse and my phone number, and to call me. And I went, holy cow. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I said to him, I go, well, I'm a spiritual advisor. And I said, I've been asking the angels to protect my purse. And I said, so you're my new guardian angel. And he just laughed. And when I got home, I did see all his messages. He says, I figured you couldn't get your messages now because I saw your phone in the purse. And I said, exactly. So when I got home, I immediately friended him. And I asked him, I said, can I take you out for lunch sometime or a cup of coffee? I said, how can I ever repay you? And I offered to give him money, but he wouldn't take anything. And he says, just let people know that there's good people in this world. And I said, oh, I've already done that all over Facebook. And so he responded to one of my posts on Facebook about it. He says, be the change that you want the world to see. Isn't that amazing, Michael?
God, it is. That's amazing. Amazing story. And it's amazing how you found it and how they found you. And gosh, and that's
In my, you know, opinion, I have totally nothing but the angels to thank for this, because it was very easy for somebody to pick it up, not turn it in, take it home. And it wasn't about the money. It's all the identification and all that that you have to go through, you know. And it's like, not only did Archangel Michael keep it in a protective bubble, but he gave it to a guardian angel that kept it very protective for me. And the guy said to me, he says, I had this happen to me one time, And he says, I know what you're going through. And he says, anything I can ever do to help somebody go through, not go through what I went through, he said, I'm all over that. And he wants to make a change in the world. And then when I pulled up his profile picture, his profile on his header picture, there is a big picture of a Buddha there. And I know in my heart of hearts that if I would have gone into my human brain and started panicking and fearing for the worst and, you know, just being in that state of, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, my God, you know, credit cards are gone, driver's license, identity, yada, yada, yada. That's whatever you're throwing out to the universe is what you're going to receive back. And I just kept the faith and I just kept talking to the angels. Now, I will say, you know, I did get like in a, I can't say panic stage, but, you know, kind of like in a rush stage, like trying to pre-plan, okay, now what, now what? That would have never happened to me 10 years ago. I would have been totally panicked, mortified, horrified, and gone into that state of panic and gone, oh my God, oh my God. And then it probably would have been gone. But I just kept the faith and I kept asking and they provided for me. So when I make that statement, live in faith, not fear, live in trust, not doubt, live in forgiveness, not resentment, and live in love, not anger and hate. And that was the messages the guys gave to me when I was driving home yesterday.
Wow. That is an awesome story, Marilyn. I'm so happy for you, too. You know, you got your purse back, and because that don't happen all the time. But
no, it doesn't.
As far as getting it back, I lost. It reminds me about 4 years ago after, you know, the tornado. We had to move and everything. And then shortly after that, of all things, I lost my wallet. Couldn't retrieve it. Yeah. And it did have a sizable amount of money in there. At that time, it was really important. But we looked everywhere and just couldn't, but, you know, so. But anyway, but that's a fantastic story.
And everybody can do this, but again, it's taken me, I'm going to say, almost all 20 years to get to this place. So when you find a quote, whether it's on Facebook, whether you see it, you know, on the internet, whether it's something you read, what I suggest to people to help you get to this place is write that quote down, put it on a postie, stick it on a mirror, stick it on your computer, somewhere where you're at a lot, so that quote sinks in, and then practice it, and then move on to a different quote. And I give everybody full permission. Use my quotes. Live in faith, not fear. Live in trust, not doubt. You know, just find something that resonates to you and then keep looking at it till it resonates, till you start practicing it, and then move on to another quote. All right, Michael, I'm off my high horse now. But I couldn't wait to share that story with you and all the listeners tonight.
Well, I tell you, you know, I was looking at your page and seeing, like, did you, like, specially post this show for a special message today? Because there's, like, so many, like, there's 15 people in switchboard holding, which is a lot.
No,
you know?
I haven't done nothing. I've been busy all day.
I noticed. It's like they, you know, it's just divine timing, perfect timing, so. To
okay,
hear
I
your
hope
message.
Everybody heard all this.
I think they did. I think they did. Well, Marilyn, tell the folks about your announcements, your shows coming up, and all those great things.
Okay, the best way to get a hold of me is through my website, www.marilyn, which is spelled just like Monroe, MarilynPosicc.com. On my website, I have about 4 short little videos on there. One's about saging that's been very, very popular. One's about angels. I do private readings, either over the phone or in person. And my three books that I've written and my seven meditation CDs are all listed there. All my books are available on Amazon. And I also do two live videos on Facebook a week. And tonight I will be live at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, talking about coping with grief and loss. So if you've ever suffered from a loss of anything or anyone, I invite you to join me. You can just listen to help you, or you can participate by asking me a question, making a comment. I will be live tomorrow night. I have to move it up an hour because I have another engagement. So I will be live tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, talking all about angels. And both groups were really creating a lot of interest, and people are helping one another, reaching out to one another, and we're all learning from one another. So it's very enjoyable. Thursday night, for anybody here in the Phoenix area, I will be doing a presentation starting at 6 p.m. at Scout and Molly's, located at Central and Camelback. And I will be doing talking all about trusting your intuition and doing one question angel readings. So if you like more information, that's located on my event page, on both my angel page on Facebook and on my timeline on Facebook. And if you don't want to reach out through my website, you can get a hold of me through private messenger on Facebook, or feel free to call me at 602-326-5244.
Okay, thank you for that, Marilyn. And so I just want to let the listeners know, again, call on in 347-884-8245 and talk about divine timing. And I wanted to just share with the listeners here right before we go to the phone lines, with our mission, our love in action, our homeless mission that we've been doing with my partner, Jennifer Taylor. One of the stories that I want to share real briefly, and I shared on the LA show just about an hour ago, is on Friday. Friday, I was out all afternoon helping homeless throughout Oklahoma City. And I was on my way to go to the grocery store at the end of the day, and it was already starting to get dark. And I got a phone call, and it delayed me getting there. And I was a little kind of stressed and like, well, I got to hurry this up and get home and all this. It had been a really full day. And little did I know I was delayed for a reason, because I was going up a certain aisle, and this guy next to me, which I'm going to put the picture up here this evening on Facebook, and he said to me, he said, "Have you ever served in the military?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Would you help a vet?" I said, "Well, sure." And he said that he served two tours in Afghanistan and lost partial sight in one eye. And he came up to the city to go to the VA to get medical help. And by coming here, his car broke down and he had to put a $300 part in the car. And he showed me all the paperwork for the auto parts store and all this, and his VA papers, and even showed me his eye. And he asked, he said that I didn't know whether to ask you or not, he said, but I heard a voice saying, "This is the guy that's going to help you and to reach out and ask." And I said, "That's amazing," because I run a outreach program to help people in need. And you had no idea that I did that. Obviously, you know, God, creator, what do you want to say, told you. And I said, so he just needed $40 for gas to get back home. And, you know, we shook hands, we talked some, and, you know, and I thought, geez, you know, if it wasn't for the delay of the phone call, this would have never have happened. But because of the phone call, and that was divine meeting to help this guy, because as Marilyn was saying, you know, by being a low economic place, all cities have that. You know, I was in that kind of area, and I don't think there would be many other shoppers there that would have been able to help him so much. And he may have already asked some people and struck out because he looked rather frustrated, rather worried. But that is what our GoFundMe homeless mission does, about helping people, many that are on the streets that have no home. I helped a lady Friday also, right before the sun went down, and gave her $20. That's normally enough to get her room for the night so she wouldn't have to sleep outside. That is what we do. And that is, if we're spiritual, with spirituality, what makes you spiritual, it's not being psychic or a spiritual radio host. It's having love as your foundation. So please consider making a donation to our GoFundMe, Journey into the Light, homeless mission. The link is right on the show page, right here on this show. And if you make a donation during the show, we'll zoom you up to the top of the line. My thank you for helping those less fortunate. And I'll come to you in the screening room if you need any help with that. Now, let's take Marilyn and let's go to our first call here with Marilyn Posick. Let's go to area code 305, Florida. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Eileen. Hi, Michael. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Eileen. How you doing?
Great. I can testify to everything that you went through, because I've seen that block myself many times.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, one time I lost my checkbook and they called me to tell me.
Wow.
A guy couldn't speak English, but his mother or cousin or somebody called me to let me know.
That's so just amazing. You know, and the more that happens to us,
yeah,
the stronger we get in our belief.
And well, yeah, but the circle is all connected, like you said. And it's also,
yes,
our karma. And if we realize that we can't hide, you know, God's watching us all the time, which is in our
heart. Exactly.
So long as we do what's
right,
we just have to,
yep,
you know, good intention and right intention, we're always provided for and do the right,
yep,
thing.
One of my friends responded back to me. He goes, "It's that karma, baby, because I'm always trying to help people, you know."
Me too.
So how can I help you tonight, my dear?
So my question is, I have this feeling about hooking up with somebody who's going to take me to the next level as a promoter or something with my business, because I pretty much do it everything myself, and my business is great, and I am very fair, and I'm always busy, and I'm always getting orders and all that, but I want to move it into an arena with galleries, like in New York.
Okay. And is this person that you're thinking about hooking up with, is this a male?
Well, that's what I'm visualizing, yeah.
Okay. So you haven't actually met this person yet?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm not liking the energy of a male for you, Eileen. I don't know. Has there been a woman approach you about this or about helping you?
No, I mean, I have two women around me. One came to me, and her business owner, you know, he's a male, and they want to use my work for the whole Caribbean and Florida and Puerto Rico and get me out that way, which is just like, again, around the wheel of life, because I used to do that all the time, but then businesses change and all that. And then,
mm-hmm,
I have another lady, but she's more local. But nothing would take me up.
I kind of like the energy of that couple, of the male and the female.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think you've met a female yet that is there to help you.
Okay.
And I think there's one coming that's a very strong person. And I feel like to get the exposure and, you know, the promotions and the things that you want, in other words, like moving up the scale, moving up the ladder, that,
yeah,
you need to be,
yeah,
in the New York area. It might not have to actually be in New York, but around that area, maybe even New Jersey, Connecticut works for me as well. okay? But I feel like more of a female energy that's very strong. But the one thing that the guys are cautioning me to tell you, do not go into partnership.
No, never. No.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't
They're definitely
work.
Putting a big caution on that for you,
yeah,
for me,
I know
or
that.
From me to you. It's like, do not go into a partnership, go into promotion, anything somebody can do to promote you, but you need somebody as strong, if not stronger than you, to help you with this.
Yes, that's exactly correct, because partners don't work for me.
I
work under the guide of angels and spirit, and they're always guiding me, so I don't need someone to control my life.
Right, exactly.
It's not my life, you know, I just do the work.
I don't know how many angels you work with, but I work with 100,000, and they're constantly going da-da-da-da-da, so I don't need anybody else in my life, you know.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
But,
right.
Yeah,
but
I definitely feel, you know, I don't think she's has come into your life yet, but what they're telling me is she's just right around the corner, and June is really resonating with me. So kind of keep your eyes and ears open.
Do you see any love coming in with her or for me? Because I'm like on the edge. 7 years I've been by myself.
Oh, I've got you beat, dear. I think that this, for right now, is your baby.
Oh.
And it's more important for you to nurture this baby.
Okay.
You know, expand this baby, make it grow. And I feel, they're telling me in about 2 to 3 years. So I feel like within about, I'm really resonating to 3 years. I feel like in about 3 years that you'll be more established, like to the place that you want to be. And then I think you'll be opened up. But you've got too much, they're telling me you got too much neutering and incubating to do yet.
Well, I've
Does
been doing it for 50 years already. So it's not new.
But I know, but there is
areas.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're definitely, dear, moving in the right direction.
Okay. All right.
So keep heading up.
I got plenty on my plate for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Keep heading up. I don't know whether you have a map or anything, but if you got a map in New York, you might want to get like a thumbtack or, you know, a magic marker or something and kind of circle the areas you want to be in so you got something to really visualize to focus on.
Well, I was born and raised in Manhattan, so I remember the city, but I haven't been there in 20 years.
Yeah, I would get something that you still can visualize, dear, so you have it right in front of you. And what I ask the guys for is I ask them every day, please bring people into my life that I can help and that can help me. So however you want to phrase that, I would start doing that as well.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Have a great day, dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Michael.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Let's go to our next caller here from Massachusetts. Let's bring in Kathleen to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Marilyn. Thank you for taking
Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing this evening?
I've been a lot better.
You don't sound good at all, dear.
No. I've been crying most of the day and this and that, and I suffer with depression. Today was going to be my first day of counseling in years. I couldn't even get in my car to drive because I suffer from panic attacks too. And between blood pressure, anxiety, depression, I'm on like 13 pills a day. And my weight is just skyrocketed. I was on a steroid. I stopped 2 days ago. That was for another problem. My doctor put me on 40 milligrams of an antidepressant. My head was too fuzzy. I couldn't take it. So he's always out sick, and he's a young guy, and I don't know what's wrong with him. But I dropped it to 20. Do you have an idea when this depression will lift and I get out?
Okay, what is the root of the depression?
You know, I don't really have money to enjoy myself.
Okay, what is the route that you're talking material things, very superficial things?
Well, that's the issue for me, because I used to have...
What is the relationship between you and your mother?
Well, she's deceased.
Okay, but what was your relationship as a small child with between you and your mother?
I think I was kind of left out. There was five kids, three girls.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the girl, and the other girls.
What you need to do, Kathleen, I was an X-ray tech for over 20 years, so I've got a lot of medical experience. I've been doing the spiritual work now for over 20 years, and I am a firm, firm believer that every ache, pain, disease that we have, no matter what, is caused by something emotional that starts within the heart. And so one way you can help yourself, it's not about the money, it's not about the blood pressure. The very, very best way to help yourself is to go down deep, and you're not the only one going through this right now. So many people that things is coming up from, you know, very early in age, and they might be older on, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. I'm even working with people in their 80s that all of a sudden they're going through these changes. And the first thing you have to do is ask yourself, dear, do you really want to change? Are you really ready for a change? You don't have to answer me here live on the air, but if you really want the change, then take time for yourself. Ask the angels. Ask your higher beings that you believe in, God, Jesus, other ascended masters, to please help you with this. And then go down deep and think about your relationship as a child growing up. Do you remember, Kathleen, at about 5 years old, did something happen to you? Do you by any chance remember that?
God, you're right on. Yeah, I was sexually molested by my brother over and over again, but I don't think my mother knew, and I don't know why. And
okay.
They won't talk to me anymore because of it.
Even the brother abusing you like that, and I'm very, very sorry for that.
Well, he's deceased.
Well, that doesn't matter. You still have these memories, and what's happening to you, Kathleen, they're all coming to the surface now. And when that happens to us, if we don't find a release for it, it starts messing not only with our emotional, mental health, it happens to our physical health.
So I'd really like for you. What do you do? You know.
I'd really like to see you sit down and start writing. Go back to early childhood memories that are not good, and start writing it down and getting it out.
You know, I started writing a book, a memoir.
Good. Good.
I did. Yeah, good. I did it like a week ago, and then I kind of stopped. I got to go back to it, but
yep.
If nothing
get it
else,
written
like,
down. You can go to any therapist, any professional person, and they'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you, because I'm working with a lot of people right now that is seeing a professional and working with me on the spiritual. And the best thing you can do for yourself, first of all, you have to be honest with yourself. And you can't begin to heal yourself until you decide that you really want to do this, okay? That's number one.
I was going to go to my first session of counseling today, and I couldn't get in the car because the
antidepressant. So you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. And then number two, start writing, get yourself a spiral notebook and start writing this stuff down. The good, the bad, the ugly, get it out. Because what that does, that acts like an infection within us. And it just keeps festering and festering and festering until you get to the point exactly where you're at. And then definitely, by all means, seek professional help, dear. But this is something you can do, and bring in the guys. Light yourself a white candle and talk to whatever angels you believe in. I take 100,000 with me. You know, I do believe in Jesus. I do believe in God. If you say spirit, if you say source, creator, as long as it's from the white light, bring them in. And I know it sounds very simple, but I will guarantee you this, Kathleen, I would not be here to this day if it wasn't for the help and the love and the guidance of the angels in my life. I will guarantee you that.
Well,
so just learn to start turning into them.
You know, I faced this a long time ago, and I did tell my sisters, and that's why they haven't spoken to me in years. I don't want to believe it. But I have faced this, and I brought this up in counseling in the past. Like I said, I was going to start with a new counselor today, but my antidepressant didn't kick in, and I'm still extremely anxious. Can I ask you, when do you...
Honey, I know we got a lot of people on the phone tonight, and we're just taking one question. So if you'd like more help with this, please don't hesitate to get a hold of me. Michael's got all my information there. But we got to, you know, honor and respect the other people on the lines tonight, too, okay?
I understand. Thank you.
But I hope this helps you. And if you'd like more help, please don't hesitate to contact me.
But you were spot on with what happened when I was a little, you were. So thank you for that.
All right, good luck. Yeah, good luck to you, honey. And Archangel Raphael is the healer angel that radiates to the color green. Bring him in as
well. So what do you do? What do you mean radiate color green?
Just give Archangel
Raphael.
Just ask Archangel Michael, give him full permission to be with you, to help you heal on all levels, and you give him full permission to bring his green light of healing in.
Okay.
Okay. We got to move.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, hon. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, thank you, Kathleen. We just got just a lot of calls here. We do thank everybody, and Marilyn is here every week, so come on back here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go to Los Angeles, and Genevieve is next.
Hi,
welcome.
My name is Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Hi,
sorry.
Genevieve. How are you doing, dear?
Hi. I actually kind of piggyback off of your first caller, and I have similar questions. About
are you? Let me ask you a question first. Are you in right downtown LA?
Am I what? I'm
are
in
you
Silver
right
Lake.
In downtown LA?
I'm in Silver Lake.
I'm not sure where that is. I was just in LA 2 weeks ago. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was in Hollywood for a wedding.
Nice. Okay. So I had questions similar to your first caller about having some people or person come into my life to help me with my business, and also I'm also looking for a relationship as well.
Okay. What do you do for a living, please?
I'm a Reiki healer.
Ah. I was just going to say, have you ever thought about doing spiritual work? Because you definitely need to be doing spiritual work.
Yeah, I started a business, but I realized that I think I need help to get it off the ground.
And what is this person supposed to help you do, dear?
I don't know. Maybe come up with, I'm not sure. My business is called Open Heart Space.
Okay.
And I do Reiki.
Do you do
tarot.
Anything with tuning forks too?
Tuning boards?
Tuning forks?
Forks? I haven't.
Yes.
But I had one done on me, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah. What I'm getting, you're just like the other lady. Like, don't go into partnership with anybody. But I feel like you need a little bit more help. I feel like she's a little bit more independent than you are. So don't be afraid to ask people for help, but be careful of partnership. But what they're telling me is you need to expand your business, your own horizons a little bit. And what I'm definitely getting for you, you might want to take a class on doing healing work with tuning forks in addition to your Reiki. And I'm also definitely getting like the, what are they called, singing bowls too? I don't know whether you do anything with
those.
Yeah,
I have a singing bowl I just bought, actually.
Yeah. It may be the
like
partnership,
toning.
Not that it's a partnership, but maybe what I'm seeing more of help for you is that you need more schooling or you need to do more work, you know? So maybe those people, like, I don't know what you have out in your area, but like here in Phoenix, we have the Southwest Healing Institute. So I don't know whether you have something like that.
Yeah, it's a home studio, and it just seems it seems like it's it seems like I need more help, like getting it off the ground.
Right. So I don't know if you have any kind of institute of healing arts out where you're at, like we do here in Phoenix.
Yeah, there's a place that I go to called House of Intuition.
And I feel like there's somebody there. Like, I would definitely take another class or two about the two things that I'm talking to you about.
Okay.
Just to, like, expand your own horizons and your own healing work, because you're definitely meant to be a healer on the spiritual side, is exactly how they're putting it. And I feel like there's going to be somebody at that institute that's going to be able to help you. So definitely keep your eyes and ears open.
I'm going to England, and I was hoping that was going to bring it.
Yeah, I'm getting a positive. I'm getting a green light on that. So, yes. Yes,
okay.
You could possibly meet somebody there as well. But definitely check into the tuning forks for yourself.
And what about a soulmate-wise?
Well, honey, we're only taking one question tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, because we have a lot of people. I'll be back next Tuesday, or you can get a hold of me through my website or Facebook. Okay?
All right. Sure.
All right, honey. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We're going to squeeze in one more call. We're going to go to Rhode Island, going crisscross in the country here tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're going to go Sonic Nova's coming up next, folks, next hour. So stay with us. Rhode Island and Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Carrie. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I was just calling in just to see if you had any messages for me regarding, I guess, maybe some of this full moon, new moon energy surrounding perhaps my relationship. It's gone a little off kilter lately, and I'm trying to find a balance.
Yeah, and don't put a lot of energy into that right now. A lot of things are off kilter right now. Mercury's in retrograde, full moon. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. What they're telling me, Carrie, for you, it's very important that you stay grounded, centered, and focused. So I don't know whether you do any kind of exercises, prayer, meditation to stay grounded, but they're telling me it's really, really important for you to stay grounded. And I have to ask you a question. Is your mother's mother passed?
Yes, she is.
She's with you. I mean, she just came right through. She didn't even want you to ask a question. She couldn't wait to say, "I'm here, I'm here, I'm here with you."
Oh,
and
that's
did she used to sing? Did she used to sing, or did she like music?
She did. Yep. And well, both all my grandparents in spirit and my father. So and my mom's mother-in-law was like a mother to her too. So I could definitely see that for both of them.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting your mom's mom, and the mother-in-law
like
works for me.
she loved
the mother-in-law works for me as well. But I'm getting, like, it's almost like she whispers in the wind music. I don't know whether you're hearing music for some unknown reason from time to time, or like you hear music. I'm sorry?
I have, actually. And my mother, she smells flowers, so she always will say, "Oh, you know, I smell mimic." So,
did your grandmother like to be outside?
Yeah,
because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting bright sun. I'm getting trees. I'm getting flowers. She liked the light breeze, like the light wind, and she's telling me she's whispering like sweet loves to you. Did she like to bake as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, like cookies or something?
Yeah, there was always something cooking because my grandfather was a cook. He was a cook in the Air Force.
Okay.
There was always something cooking. So there was five of them.
But this is more like baking because I'm getting like a craving for butter right now. So
my mom loves to cook. So maybe my mom's going through a hard time. So maybe that's her way of kind of saying that's how she can heal.
Okay. That works for me. That definitely works for me. I don't know whether your mom and your grandmother had a connection with chocolate chip cookies, but I'm really craving a chocolate chip cookie right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Does your mom believe in this?
Yeah, she does. She's just, yeah, she's just had some stuff happen in life, and it's sort of, she's at a crossroads.
And how long ago did your grandmother pass, please?
2013, May, March of 2013.
Because it's important that you tell your mother that her mother visits her, especially at nighttime, and she kisses her right on the forehead as she did when she was a little girl and when she tucked her into bed. And she's definitely helping your mom bring love and comfort to her right now because she sees that your mom is going through a hard time and she doesn't want your mom suffering right now. So she wants her, like, when you say that your mom is getting the scent, it's like she's sending this on purpose. And she's mm-hmm. also sending you love through the wind, through the music and the wind. And if you guys, you know, want to have a celebration or really want to honor her memory, she's saying sit down and have some chocolate chip cookies and a glass of milk.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and as far as your relationship, dear, it's like don't worry about it right now. Just really, I don't know what kind of exercises you do, but whatever exercises you do to keep yourself grounded, that would be like really, really beneficial for you right now.
I'm just trying to pick myself up. You know, I have gone through some grief. I've lost 6 people in like 3 years, and it's just sort of a reinvention of myself and sort of separating my partner. And you keep mentioning partnership in your previous calls, and we actually own property together, so I'm starting to get a little impatient because yeah. it's fallen to the wayside, and he's got like a business, he's a firefighter, and I'm like, well, hey, I just need to like move forward, you know?
Right. Join me live on Facebook. I talk about grief and loss like every Tuesday night. I'll be on there in an hour live.
I will. I'll do that. I appreciate
that.
And
if you can't join me live, just go to my timeline and it'll be there. Okay?
Okay, great. Thanks so much. I'll pass along that
right,
to her.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call. And Marilyn, that's going to wrap it up. Wow, what a show. Everybody from it was supposed to be at last night's show came tonight, so that's what happened.
Yeah, what do we do? Go from Florida to Massachusetts to L.A. to Rhode Island.
Yeah, we could have been here all night with all the calls that were here, man.
I'm on a roll, Michael. We can do that.
You are. You did say you're kind of famous, so, you know, people know you. So I think you got something
going
on.
Yeah, in fact, somebody commented when I post about my purse on Facebook last week, somebody commented, like, you know, that's how Doreen Virtue got started when somebody was about to attack her and the angels helped her. And I go, gee, I never thought of that. But, you know, I did study under Doreen Virtue, but that's not the reason I'm putting this out there. I'm just telling you a story that really, really happened. Could have had a disastrous ending. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Michael, you have great shows tonight. Have a great week. And I will be back here with you and Chuckster Monday night.
Okay. Yeah, you too. Have a great show. See you Monday. Have a good weekend, Marilyn.
Uh-huh. You
be
too.
Safe.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, we're going to, everybody, redial. Our next show is coming up with Sonic Nova, so we'll be taking more calls. What did I do that for? I hit the wrong button. Okay, so we'll see you here. Too many things I do at once. Maybe I should have a camera here so you can see everything I'm doing. So everybody, redial, and we'll be starting here with Sonic Nova.